And welcome,
Welcome, welcome to Around the Table. Hey, how is everybody doing today?
fantastic.
Good,
It's Friday.
great.
It's Friday. It's payday. We'll have folding money, and it's
April Fool's Day. And
it's not April Fool's Day.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
You know what? Let me finish my statement before you butt
no,
in.
You know
miss,
me.
Somebody's got a
payday?
What's
not payday? Not for you guys.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
I get it. You're elite.
We talked about money.
He said you get a penance.
A penance.
Yeah, a penance. Yeah.
For being here, it's a
yeah.
penance.
Yeah, a penance.
Okay. Yeah.
That's,
all right,
that's about all you get.
And where have you been?
Belize, Dan. It was amazing.
Oh, you were here after that, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah.
But, I don't get
Are
to
you
come
still basking in the glory
of
Certainly.
Swimming underwater with fish?
Certainly. It's a whole new world down there.
Please. Do they nibble at you?
No, but we did dive with some Caribbean reef sharks that were in the wild,
Ooh.
Which we were killing lionfish, so that was a little interesting.
Did you
because
eat
they
them?
Hung around.
You were killing lionfish, or they were.
What?
Who was killing the lionfish?
I learned how to do it.
Oh, with
it
like
was amazing.
A, like a spear?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm still basking in it.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Why don't you just
go and live there?
I would love to.
Did you, really?
I would.
Really?
Is it cheap? Is it cheap to
live
it's
there?
It's cheaper,
I mean,
you know, but like...
Outside the resort, is it cheap or is it...
It
like
depends
huts.
On where you are.
Right. It's Belize.
Right.
You could,
You
yeah.
can go to a certain... Like right. we were on an island... off of Belize City, but you know the base income for employees is not high.
No,
not like the U.S.
Buck 15 hour.
Well, 30 ish.
30 bucks an hour.
Yeah. Well, the people at the resort said that was pretty much their pay grade was 30 bucks an hour.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Which isn't terrible. I mean, 30 bucks a day. I am so sorry.
Oh yeah.
Are there properties there?
30
you can
bucks
buy?
A day. That's better.
I don't know. We didn't look into
that. Didn't
look
into the real estate.
No. No,
they were
they
hit
wanted...
by a hurricane in October, so the resort was a little wonky.
Oh, yeah.
But.
A little wonky.
And I think I told you that the owner, he's an entrepreneur, and he was born in Iran, but he lives in Canada. But we went into his penthouse and did a tour. It was not at all what I expected.
Yeah.
It was.
Was there laundry laying around?
There's stuff everywhere.
Okay.
But, you know, I guess they have to have their stuff there.
Yeah.
For when they come, they
have,
don't travel with it. And
right. Did he have a support
there.
Staff, you know, to do all the picking up?
Didn't look like it.
Okay.
Okay. There's a
fact.
That tells
you
something right there.
He's got two
right
yachts, you know, that he doesn't hardly ever use.
Well,
I'm thinking, you got more money than you need here.
Yeah,
on
yeah
it,
come on.
That's my lifestyle that I could live real easily. You know, some people, they come into
a lot of money and they just go berserk.
Yeah.
And they end up zero money
right.
in no time. Not me.
Right.
I'm sure he works for it.
First thing you do is
give it to any of your family.
Nobody.
No. I'm not. Yeah.
Sorry.
And you don't spend it. I mean, what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed exactly.
How much? You could take it. I could. You give me $1,000.
Say go spend it. I could spend it today.
Sure.
And it would be on little things.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. And, then
and you're
you
not.
Know,
I don't
the thousand
want it
bucks
to be
is gone.
Something I have. You know that I have to have. You
it's
know what I mean?
It's got
to
be a need.
It's not a need, but a want. Just something you want that you wouldn't normally buy for yourself, too.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd buy like a yacht. I'm not a big
outdoor.
Well, you buy the yacht, and then you got to have a crew.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
then
you
have to do maintenance.
Then you got to worry about pirates coming on while you're asleep.
Yeah, that's
floating,
true.
You know, and I'm a lake person anyway, so anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever.
Speaking
anyway.
Of lakes and stuff, we've got a storm coming through today.
We do. We've got storms coming through.
Oh, what a segue.
I'm the best.
That's good.
That's why.
Good segue. You were sitting there waiting for it.
I was
if
waiting.
You wait long enough, you'll find it.
I'll find
an
the
open.
Opportunity somewhere. And I'll get you.
Showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 p.m. today. Some are strong. Could be severe. High near 78 degrees. Nice and warm today.
Yeah.
Could be a less than 10th of an inch possibly today. And tonight, clear with a low 45. Windy and west winds 10 to 15, 20. Up to 40 miles per hour. Just keep going
that's,
up.
That's a lot.
And then this weekend's weather, sunny with a high near 60, windy, and Saturday night, clear, low around 38 degrees, light and
variable winds. So got a good weekend coming up.
Yeah, look at Sunday. High near
Sunday,
70.
Sunday.
That's going to be like a
high
great
70,
day.
Yeah.
And then by Monday, we're looking at
81 and breezy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm glad to have the warmer temperatures.
Of course you are.
Well, just make sure that
except right now, I might be having a hot flash.
Well, it is kind of warm in here, and
Well, we shut the door. So when we shut the door, it gets...
And I wanted to throw out there, you know, I'm in the transition. I've been here for a little bit, so I'm still having trouble with audio and things like that. So I want to apologize. And I would like the interaction from people out there that are listening to the show. If something isn't proper, let us know, because a lot of times we don't have engineers sitting around waiting to
have you read comments from people saying that there was an issue. Yeah. I know we did in the beginning.
In fact, I got one today from one of our co-employees in Branson.
Okay,
just letting us know, and that he would keep an eye on, because we're not out there listening.
Right.
That helps too, Dan.
That helps.
Yeah. Now you guys can hear us. That helps. He noticed that he didn't have a budget. Well, but there you know what? There is a lot to absorb.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're at in that seat.
Yeah.
There's you should have absorbed it by now, though, Dan.
I don't.
You think so?
No, you're okay.
And do you absorb it from the bottom up? How do you absorb it?
Through your feet. Through your feet like a spiral key.
It's an osmosis type of thing.
Oh.
You know, when you go to bed at night, they say, well, if you put the book on your head,
you'll learn it by the morning.
Really? Have you tried that?
I have tried that.
How'd that go for you?
You know what?
I learned that I have headaches in the morning.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got a migraine. Thanks.
Yeah, no, we appreciate feedback.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Positive and negative, and we'll fix any audio and engineering corrections
as they arise.
Absolutely. And one thing that's kind of the point of all of this is to reach
everyone.
Right.
Sure.
You know, you're watching us on 26 and on the cable system. And also, some people watch us on Facebook.
Right.
And we're also on the radio. So, right. I mean, we're trying to, and you do your videos. They're very funny.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to start doing some videos, too.
Well, I thought about it. I was on an airplane. No, I mean, that kind of thing. But I will, anyway.
Now, we don't want you to get up in the morning and... We want you.
You don't
to,
watch me want, getting dressed.
No, we don't. No, I don't care much about that. But no makeup.
Walking around with your coffee.
Yeah.
Complaining
those
about
kind of
stuff.
Things. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are important.
The normal things you do.
I'm a normal person.
Yeah, we're all pretty normal. In fact, I went to the car wash today, but it rained last night, so I just sat there at the car wash and did my video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
did you get a car wash?
No, because it's going to rain today.
Oh, that's your spot, huh?
Yeah. So I had extra time, and I'm just going to, you know what? They give me a hard time for washing my truck a lot. I'm just going to go pull up to the deal.
Well, you know, I was influenced by your car wash.
So I went by and got a daily thing or whatever it is.
Right, a monthly. Yes.
And I got it all set up.
Right.
And I went back after work and there was a line there. So I thought, okay, I'll just take my time. So I got my phone, hit the scan the QR code, put it up there. Didn't work.
Huh.
So did you have the right car wash? Because there's two of them.
Yeah, it's the same one.
Yeah, but you can use either one.
Yeah, you can use either one.
Oh, at either place?
Yeah.
I so okay, there's a line of cars,
but I'll just pay for this one. So I put my card in, and it said, didn't work. But the receipt was there. So it took the money, but it didn't work. So I jumped
out.
You put
one up there trying to...
Well, she had to come out and reset it.
But yeah, there's somebody there all the time.
At 5:15. You're on your own. If it don't work, you turn around.
You get out and you spray the front of your car all by yourself.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah,
that
with
anyway.
That little, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You guys ready for some Today in History?
Sure, Dan.
No, you're not?
I said sure.
Oh, okay. Dan. Well, I thought you'd be more excited.
I was quite excited.
No,
Let's do it.
Can we please, Dan?
Quiet.
Watch a hawk making lasers.
I have to watch her act.
See? 80 years ago today, the landmark Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma. You know this one.
This was the first musical I ever did.
Really?
And I got to play Laurie, the main character.
The main character? Okay. This opened on Broadway. It was the first show to include music and dancing.
Oh.
Ballet, in this case. To advance the plot, there is part of the title song sung by the original cast.
That was good, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. And how about this cut?
I shall not see, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Yeah, I don't think you can handle the war.
I remember him making that statement.
I was 7 years old.
Me too.
I was a little older than that. Yeah. 55 years ago today, under pressure because of the Vietnam War, President Johnson shocked the nation by announcing he wouldn't run for re-election.
Yeah, I think he was just... He's tired.
He burnt out. You ever notice that presidents, when they go in, that... Now, I don't. They may dye their hairs before.
They come out white. They are like stressed.
Stressed from all the pressure.
Everything.
All right. This is 28 years ago.
This was unfortunate. An unfortunate incident.
She died way too young.
Yeah, I've watched her story.
Yeah. Was it her... Go ahead and read the...
Yeah, 28 years ago today, the singer Selena was shot at a motel in Corpus Christi, Texas, following an argument with the one-time leader of her fan club.
Yeah.
Among Selena's many hits was Dreaming of You.
Accused killer Yolanda Salvador was convicted of murder 7 months later.
Wow.
That would be my niece's daughter's name, Selena, after her.
Okay. Is Yolanda a man or a woman?
Yolanda is a woman.
Okay. I just questioned. I don't know.
Next.
All right, here we go.
She died at approximately 9 a.m. Her husband was present by her bed, cradling her.
Now, I remember this.
18 years ago, Terry Schiavo, died 13 days after removing her feeding tube. The severely brain damaged woman had been at the center of a bitter right to die dispute between the parents and the husband. Her husband's attorney, George Phelos, was in the room when the end came.
Wow.
And exactly 29 years earlier, in March 31st, 1976, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that Karen Ann Quinlan, which I remember, who was in a persistent vegetative state, could be disconnected from her respirator.
And, you know, you might want to make that decision beforehand. I know it's a tough one.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I think that's how long
you can, but you can, right. You can advocate for yourself to say that that's what you want to do, but your family can always change it.
Who wants to...
So why... I mean, you know, they know your wishes, but they can always fix it.
And why? Why would they do that?
Yeah.
All right. And here's our next cut.
There are the visuals, and I have the number. There are three people in the southeast portion of the house.
Actor William Daniels was born on this day, March 31st, 1927. He's 96 years old today.
Wow.
His many roles included the voice of Kit... on the Knight Rider.
Did you watch that show?
Yeah, I watched a little bit.
But I saw them filming that when I lived in California.
Of course you did.
I pulled up to a side street. I was delivering something then. I pulled up to a side street to make a left, and I looked, and there's a whole full upset, and here comes the Kit car.
Really?
With what's his name in it? David Hasselhoff. Yeah. I'm all, check that out. That happened
quite a bit. Well, when you live there, I guess you see that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you can see the trailers with all the doors for the actors. And some are littler and some are bigger. But when you see the star wagons, then you know that you got to start
rubbernecking.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next guest.
I want to get an early start tomorrow, so I want everyone to make sure your costumes are pressed tonight, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I probably watched every episode.
Me too.
Come on. Who didn't love Susan Day?
Yeah.
We were of that age. Who didn't love Shirley Jones?
Oh, yeah. Singer and actress Shirley Jones was born March 31st, 1934. She's 89 years old. She had a long career on stage and screen, but to many baby boomers... She will always be remembered as Shirley Partridge of the Partridge Family.
She starred in a lot of musicals, too.
She was in Oklahoma, I think. Yeah.
And she played a mean tambourine for the Partridge Family.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
hard to play.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
Okay. Oh, man, I love this. I watched this show, too.
If you don't know, that's Herb Albert.
Yes.
And he was born March 31st, 1935, 88 years ago. Albert was one of the founders of the A&M Records, but first came to fame as leader of the Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Yes.
And that was Spanish Flea.
Mike, you know, back in the day when you could buy couple of records and tapes, you know, 19 for a penny, and then you got about $5 or $15 for my appearances at with albums. And they had Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass albums.
I think a lot of our parents did.
Yeah, and I checked that out. That's kind of how I know this stuff. But yeah, and he's
I bought that this 45 back in the day.
That was from the Dating Game.
Yeah, I know. And I know who was the original.
I'm sorry.
It's so beautiful. I want to eat it.
That was Christopher Walken. He was born on this day, 1943. 80 years ago, he got his first big break in Woody Allen's Annie Hall.
Now, did he push Natalie Wood off the boat? Because he was there.
He was there. I just thought I'd throw that out there. There were some interviews with him, and he didn't seem to be forthcoming with everything.
He seemed to be a little subdued.
I don't think I was to be a body language.
Out of my cabin. At the time of the accident. That's how we talk. That's how Chris is walking.
Good job. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Temperature increases are taking place all over the world,
and that's causing stronger storms.
So I'm going to buy a plane and fly around and tell everybody how bad it is.
Oh my gosh. That was former Vice President Al Gore, who was born March 31st, 1948, 75 years ago. His work on global warming earned him the Nobel Peace Prize and an Oscar for the documentary An Inconvenient Truth. Such inconvenience. Yeah, you should watch it. It was produced several years ago, and some of it's laughable today, but because of the information.
Right. But anyway. I get that.
Next one.
You can't just waltz in here and insult people and start ordering everyone around.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Ray Perlman was born on this day, March 31st, 1948, 75 years old. She appeared in the movie Matilda and married actor Danny DeVito.
Yeah, because they were both the same height.
Yeah, right, that's true. I don't think they're married now, though.
I don't think so.
I don't know. She plays Carla.
Yeah, she played Carla in Cheers.
Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman.
Kind of like in Diary.
My name's Rhea, like in diarrhea. I'll say it.
I'm sure if I can say that.
Well, I didn't push the hot button, so we're good.
I saw this tour in Seattle.
Rock musician Angus Young was born March 31st, 1955. He's 68 years ago. He is the lead guitarist of Australian rock band AC/DC, one of the most well-known guitar riffs. You hear it right here, Back in Black.
You know who that is as soon as you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I love his little school uniform.
Right, right, right.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to go see him. I had to go see him live. It was great. AC/DC.
It was said that you would destroy this and not join them.
He's one of the most underrated actors. Ewan McGregor, his birthday is today, March 31st, 1971. He is 52 years old. He's appeared on movies such as Trainspotting and Big Fish. And here he is playing Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars: Revenge of the Sith.
Trainspotting, I want to say, was a drug type movie, but I'm not sure. But it was somewhat critically acclaimed, and it had like a cult following. That's what I'm going to say. And I could be very wrong, but that's my opinion.
I think he's making it all up.
You don't have any clue. You just said, I don't know, I've never seen it.
That sounds good.
You know,
he practices this for everything.
This is my whole life.
All right, and our last cut.
Okay, now I have no clue who this person is.
I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Do you?
Jessica Zor.
Zor?
Just making this stuff up.
She was born March 31st, 1985. She's 38 years old. She gained recognition for her role as Vanessa Abrams in the television show Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. No.
And if you have watched Gossip Girls, tell us on the Facebook page that you watched it.
Who is she and what's the deal?
Yeah, fill us in.
We have limited knowledge. Apparently, I'm just making stuff up.
Apparently, you are.
All right, we've got a guest coming in. We have Tommy Gibson, and he's going to talk about solar technology.
Cool.
Oh, fantastic. And I've got a lot of questions, and we're going to find out a lot about that, so stick around, stay with us. You're watching and listening to Around the Table with the Gang. Stay with us.
This Buffalo National.
And welcome back.
Back to Around the Table. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a segment here that we call an interview segment.
I don't know, because I
was waiting for something profound.
Yeah, no, that is not profound. Yeah. That is profound.
Apparently.
Okay.
Boy,
whatever.
You talk about not knowing stuff. You're burnt.
I am burnt. I am burnt.
We have a guest in the studio. He's very informed and knowledgeable about this subject.
Yeah, that's what he says. Tommy Gibson is with us today. Welcome, Tommy, to the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, we got to discuss solar power on the phone a couple of weeks ago. And this whole thing about new energy and getting rid of fossil fuels and that type of thing, solar is something solar's been around for a long time, and solar panels have been around for a long time. Has the technology gotten to a point where people should start considering the advent of solar technology in their homes and businesses?
Absolutely. You know, solar is a viable alternative to some of the fossil fuels and nuclear. However, mm-hmm. by itself, it can't sustain all of our energy use. Mm-hmm. So it should be incorporated as needed, you know, and...
Well, I think what a lot of people don't understand is you have to have a battery backup system with solar. Is that how that works?
Well, actually...
Solar can't work on its own?
That's a misnomer.
Okay.
No. The solar in Arkansas is based on a net metering, and what that does is just offset the utility company from charging you for your electricity.
Okay.
And tax you for your electricity.
Okay.
But batteries are optional.
Okay, so you can have a system with straight... solar power.
Yeah, completely solar.
What do you do on a day like today?
Today, though, where it's kind of overcast and sun can't penetrate.
Spoke of earlier, the technology is advanced to the such where this low burst technology, microinverters and monocrystalline high efficiency panels can operate in more inclement weather. You know, of course, when the spring and summer times here, you know, production is way up, but
right.
This technology, even if half of a panel's covered, the other half will still produce.
Okay.
So if the sun's out, you're producing electricity.
Yeah.
To what degree depends upon the conditions.
Yeah. You talk about the technology. In the old days, they would have black panels and water would run through them, and then that would be your water source because the sun would heat the water. But we're talking about physical, light-sensitive material that generates takes the sun and creates energy.
Photocells convert the sun's energy, DC, into home energy, AC.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day while you're at work, if you have a solar system, it's going to produce all the energy when the sun goes down that you'll use in the evening when you come home and start cooking, cleaning, and doing your laundry and such.
Now, how's that power stored?
Actually not stored.
Okay.
That's another misnomer.
Okay.
Your power system, you'll own it here in Arkansas instead of leasing it. It shoots straight into the grid in real time. You'll be powering your neighbors and stuff down the street.
Oh, so however, if you have an abundance of power, it's taken from you and given to
correct.
Other places.
Wow. Okay. But under the net metering, one for one, every kilowatt your system produces, you get storage value in your meter if you don't use it in real time.
Which means your bills are nil, almost nil.
If we design your system correctly, all you'll be responsible for is the meter charge. You know, with energy, for instance, it's like $8.48.
Right.
Petty Jean's, some of the others, is $17, $18.
Right.
So basically, it's you own your own power source.
Precisely.
And the excess power that you generate goes back into the grid. Is that right?
Goes into the grid in real time.
Okay.
You get credit for every kilowatt that the system generates.
Okay.
It's kept up with in the meter.
Right.
So at the end of the month, for example, if you produce 2,000 kilowatts, you use 1,000. The 1,000 in excess under the one-for-one net metering, you get credit for eventually. So your production in the spring and the summer will get you through the lower production months of the winter.
Right.
So it
all
works out.
You're still connected to the electric company.
Correct.
But this is just a way to cut back on your monthly bills.
Correct.
And to share your energy with the system.
Right. You actually own your own power instead of renting from the utility company. In doing so, some of the benefits, or you're not going to be taxed. If you look at your electric bill, the fuel recovery, storm recovery, federal taxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're, as I said earlier, producing free electricity from the sun, tax-free.
Yeah.
So add that up times 30 days times 12 months a year, it's substantial. Mm-hmm. So the law is we build your system based upon your usage. So 12 months of provable kilowatt usage is what we can build your system on. So we put that into the system, and it tells us how many panels it takes to offset 1 year of your usage. So we don't just guess. Now, we can't build you a solar farm, you know, because it's based on provable, and they will audit the usage. So it has
does that also cut back a little bit, help with your insurance? Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Well, it's if you go on the roof, it's automatically covered on your homeowner's insurance. Okay. It's usually nothing to a nominal charge. I've seen it anywhere from $3 extra a month to $11 to sometimes none. It depends on the carrier and your policy.
Okay.
How does the electric company feel about all this? Because, I mean, you're
taking revenue away, it seems like.
They're going to raise your taxes.
Yeah. Let me just tell you how they feel.
Okay.
3 weeks ago, they passed HB 1370 that effectively ends the net metering in Arkansas effective next September the 28th. I believe it expires, the dollar-for-dollar net metering. They've declared it an emergency. It prevents cost shift and ensures fairness to all ratepayers, in their words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This bill will decimate the hard-won, well-crafted net metering policies that have made Arkansas one of the fastest-growing states for solar, which was previously the Solar Access Act.
Right.
So that's what's drove all the
solar. So because they're not making any money, or they feel that they're losing money, they're passed a bill so people that invest in solar, so
they can have a lower bill, help the environment, and it goes to the grid, are eventually going to be just like everybody else.
The window of opportunity is closing, because once you do go solar, in all fairness, you're not going to be their customer for the rest of your life. You're going to own your own power.
Right, right.
Even when they do pass the legislation to kill the net metering, if we don't get a reprieve, you'll be grandfathered in.
Okay.
So that solar goes with your account, your home, indefinitely. So a lot of people's motivation for going solar might be, if you're retired, you have a fixed payment, a start date, an end date. Once it's paid for, your electricity is pretty much free.
Right. You got to pay for that. Right. My brother lives in California, and he put solar in, and they're getting credit back from the power company because of the power usage. But the governor there, any new homes that are constructed have to be solar.
Absolutely. But a lot of just like any opportunity, the ones that get in first reap the benefits.
Yes.
You know, but it's actually, when you're not paying taxes, the government looks for a way to get you. Something they love, they subsidize, like solar. Something they don't like necessarily, like energy, they tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we're at with solar. The whole premise for the government promoting solar was to strengthen the grid.
Okay.
And I just wanted to go over three bullet points briefly.
Please do.
The three main factors you should consider with going solar are A, your usage. The greater the usage, the more savings.
Right.
The greater the usage, the bigger the system, the higher the cost also. B, solar access. So when you decide to go solar, you need to look, south-facing roof is ideal, unobstructed with trees, And we can do ground mounts, custom ground mounts. A lot of farmers choose to do that. And C, one of the main incentives of going solar is the 30% tax credit that just got recently passed in the infrastructure bill, previously 26%, so that's good. Your net metering, Arkansas is one of the top in the country with a one-for-one net metering. That means you can offset 100% of your utility usage. Yeah. Now, occasionally, it's not anything's perfect, But if we get your system right, you know, if there's a biblical summer or something where you use 4 or 5 times, you might receive a small bill. But these systems are adaptable. We can come back later and add more panels if you get a swimming pool, you know.
Right.
But it can be a significant savings.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. The net metering varies from state to state, but Arkansas is very advantageous. And it's easy to budget by because we never raise your solar bill. So once you get approved, for example, like $200 a month payment, it's $200 till the system's paid off.
Wow.
And you can pay cash for the system, and some people do, and you just have free electricity from henceforth. Right. So.
Can you give us
a ballpark investment for somebody? And I'd like to actually take a break and come back and talk about that. Excellent. And how people can maybe contact you and you can give them some more detailed information. Can we
Absolutely.
Do that? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Tommy with us talking about solar energy. Stay with us. And welcome back. We are talking with Tommy Gibson, and he's a solar specialist. Is what you, he just gave us his business card. Solar Flare Energy is the name of your business. Is that correct?
Yes, we are independent representatives of Freedom Forever, which is one of the largest factory direct solar companies.
Okay, so you're not the middleman.
No, I'm just the spokesperson. Then the experts come in.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
before we took the break, you know, you started to explain the concept, and it's new information that you have to kind of wrap your head around, because personally, I think solar panels, battery.
Right.
But you talked about a different concept where the solar connection goes back into the grid.
True. It doesn't actually power your house. It goes into the grid and it offsets the kilowatts that you're being charged every month. And you save on the taxes and you own your own power. I like to say your solar independence. You know, you're out from the thumb of the utility. And you're locked in. Whatever rate we get you approved of, it never goes up. When it's paid off, you're good to go indefinitely.
So what is, say, the general ballpark of the upfront cost to get it going?
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's zero out of pocket.
Okay.
So we're basically just redirecting what you're already spending on electricity to an asset, a solar system.
Okay.
It's zero out of pocket. If you finance it, you just make your solar payment, which we never raise on you. Okay. You exercise your 30% tax credit. You got 18 months to do that, recoup that. And once it's paid for, like I said, you're in the clear. And the average cost, like I said earlier, is based on your usage. So if you have a small usage, you know, like a $150 a month bill or something, you know, a system, they're not cheap, but neither is paying the utility forever. So if it's too good to be true, you know, it'd be suspect.
Right.
But like everything, you get what you pay for.
So, now, go ahead. I was going to say, is this out of pocket, or
can it be financed, or how's
that?
Well,
some people pay cash, but fortunately, you don't have to. It's zero out of pocket.
Okay.
And we have programs that fit your needs. We even have a zero for 1 year where you can actually go a year without a payment to it.
And we can't cover all that today, but I think that the whole idea here is for people to call you and maybe get some more information.
It can be affordable.
Absolutely. It's not rocket science. I mean, once you get the information, you can make an informed decision. It's not for everyone. Some it fits like a glove, and some, you know, if you're, it depends on what your motivation is. Of course, the younger you are, the more advantageous it is, because the more you'll save over the period of time.
Longer period of time,
But even the older people, as I discussed during the break, will do this for the heirs of their estate to keep it intact and keep things affordable. Or terminally ill people sometimes will go solar so their spouse will know exactly what to budget every month for their electricity.
Got it.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
It's multi-purpose.
Well, we have some contact information. I have your phone number here. It's 501-350-6747. And if you're out there on Facebook or listening to us,
you can leave a note and we can get those people in contact with you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Just your name, number, email address, physical address, and we'll do a solar analysis of your home.
Okay.
And there's no charge, and we're happy to do it and see if it's a good fit for you. And if so, we can proceed with it.
There is a minimum credit score requirement, and you have to have a good roof. And the warranties are something we hadn't talked about that are awesome with us.
It's 25 years parts, 25 years labor, and 25 years production. Production is something that a lot of companies don't guarantee. So we don't just come out and throw 25 panels on your house and say,
see you later. Right.
See you downriver.
Yeah.
You
know, right.
We guaranteed that production. So if the panels degrade in 10 years, there's a problem, we'll come out and replace them and make you whole. And we monitor your system 24/7 for 25 years.
Okay.
Wow. And there's a 10-year warranty on roofs.
Okay.
That's right. Fantastic. That's a darn good warranty.
Yeah, I think so. And if you want
to go to their website, you have a website that's called ussolarflare.com. And
that's actually my email address.
Oh, is that your email address? Yeah. Okay, T. Gibson at ussolarflare.com.
Yes, sir.
So,
fantastic.
Contact Tommy. Hey, Tommy, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You're not the typical
guest, but sometimes people
just have questions and they want to know about certain parts of their life that they've never could find answers for. And we're glad to have you on talking about solar energy.
Well, you guys call me.
And I'll happily give you the information required to make an informed decision.
All right.
Fantastic. Thank you so
much. No stress. Hey, thanks, Tommy.
We're going to take our last break and we'll be back. We'll have some more fun right here on Around the Table. And you're listening to Around the Table right here on KHOZ and 26.1 TV.
Do you know where you're at?
I do.
Wow.
I love the look on you guys'
face. Well, you know
what?
I should say
that because sometimes I'll be talking like I did this morning, and then I just like went, like my flame went out. I said, you know what? My flame was on full when I started this talking, and then it just kind of faded away, and I'm like, oh, I don't know where.
I think age has something to do with it.
I think so, too, but I don't care.
Hey, it's I'm throwing
in dramatic pauses because you know when you're watching a show or something, and all of a sudden it goes quiet, and you wait, a second and a half, and you go, you get to grab the remote and you go mute.
Our photo shoot text when you went I put here comes Dan. Dan's coming with a.
Something.
Yeah, we were all guaranteed to go, and we all had the right time. We were all set up.
Oh,
everybody could make it, and you're going, yeah, but I, and I'm all, here he comes.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but you'll
have, you're that person.
You'll just have to get used to me, because that's...
He wanted me to do a stick figure for the
I can
so.
Make it. I think
some of it all should be three of us as stick figures or emojis or avatars or whatever we're called.
Okay. And we're people
are saying, what are they talking about? Well, they want to do a photo shoot, right?
Yeah.
Of all the personalities, I guess is what you call them.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself one. But anyway, they want to do this. And we were having a group text last night and they were wanting to know when we could go. Of course, Ann couldn't make it for three or four days.
Yeah,
for two of them. No,
I think I put. I'm so four. Surprised.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Dan wanted to wear a dress before I got on there.
A sundress.
I wanted to wear, you know,
speedos.
Sundresses are cool and.
Anyway, we have. Yeah. When you come into the radio station, you'll see all of our pictures on the wall, and some are very outdated. Some people have left. Some people have joined.
You know, to be honest with you, when I came in the first time that
I had never met you, and your picture is on the wall out here before you lost weight.
Yeah.
And I asked somebody, I said, who's that guy? Who is he?
Yeah.
And they pointed to you. And I said, oh, he's lost a lot of weight.
He looks different.
So, you're doing real well. And we got some local news that we can talk about before
what
we
is
have to
it?
Go. The Chamber Board hears an update for the mayor. I saw this in the Harris Daily Times. Donna Bramer does a wonderful she covers a lot of the local news in the area, of personal touches to her news stories. Mayor Jackson made his report to the Chamber of Commerce with some great news. The city has never been in better shape than it is today.
I don't doubt
financially,
that.
I bet that's true. Although the limb removal was supposed to cost around $100,000, it's now projected to cost over $150,000. And the master trail plan has been approved, and it's going to be a big deal here in Harrison. We talked about that yesterday with Mickey Summers, about how great some of the things that are happening with trails and hiking trails and bike trails.
And how it's all going to intertwine with the city's trail.
Yeah, and they're trying to put all that together, which, you know, if you have a small plan and then make it a master plan,
You'll get to like the murals that they're putting around town. That's an attraction to people coming in the area that say, hey, let's go downtown and look at all the murals.
I dated somebody, Muriel. Her name was Muriel.
Yeah.
It's not a Muriel.
That's what he said.
Jackson also told the board
members that it is going to be a record year for baseball tournaments. I guess they've scheduled a bunch of them.
There is. Yeah, we've talked to Park and Rex. And
yeah.
We need to get them back in here.
We do need to get them back
because
in.
Because they are just taking it to the limit, man. They are over the top.
Wow.
They're making this place the place to go.
Yeah.
Which helps these tournaments. The whole economy.
Everybody
for
here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, a spring cleanup is also set to begin the next the week of April 17th. Groundbreakings at the future Creekside Community Center at the former junior high school should be complete in the next 6 to 8. Listen, guys, I'm talking over here.
Okay.
It should be done between 6 and 8 weeks
from now.
That's good.
Yeah. Wonderful.
As for the project on Highway 65 and 43, Jackson has also told that Krause employees are on site and will stay there until the project is completed. And they think it's going to be another 6 to 8 weeks. So that might be good.
It'll be nice when it's finished.
Yeah, it's looking good
more and more every day.
Yeah.
It's getting wider. It's getting cleaner. It's getting more. It's just. And once they pave that, because that's a lot of people's problems right now is that it's raw asphalt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just as bad as the road was, but they're making it better.
Yeah.
You got to go through the crud.
That's right.
Yeah,
to get to the good stuff.
That's right. You got to get the dirt off the diamond to find the diamond. Come on.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever been to Murfreesboro?
Yeah.
I have. You been there?
Didn't find that diamond, though.
Me neither. Yeah.
Diamond in the rough.
The sidewalk on
Caps Road is making progress, and Jackson had a meeting with the Beautifying Main Street committees, as well as a group of individuals about the widening of Industrial Road and Highway 65. He also mentioned the Text My Gov site will be recognized. They'll recognize 30 different keywords and go to the right person at the office. And they said you'll be able to text them back if you need to. So you
can say, like, bill pay, and you'll get the dude.
Right.
And then you'll say,
permits, and you'll get the nice lady that's going to help you with the permits.
Yeah. Also, they
had an industry roundup table meeting. The Harrison Chamber of Commerce hosted a roundtable discussion for industry leaders in the community to get their input on what could be done and to help their business. The Economic Development Committee brought up the industrial park is out of space.
Wow.
Wow.
3 of the 5 industries have maxed out their acreage available there. The question to the attendees was, do we need to look for future areas to develop? Do we need to list with a realtor?
Hmm.
And if something is found, how long and how much money would it take to develop? Several of the general managers spoke to their concerns clearly were on workforce. How many people can, you know, actually do the work?
Yeah. And where do they come from?
Yeah, where do they come from? If a new business comes here, where does the workforce come from? New industry is needed, but supporting existing companies is also important. Other concerns brought up were, what's happening to the workforce if a new industry comes in, and would existing workers quit to go to the new company?
That's always a realization.
That should be a commonality.
Housing is clearly a priority, but even at $15 an hour, that's still only $30,000 a year job.
Right.
The unemployment rate in Arkansas for December was 2.2%. The state average for January was 3.1%. Now, Craig Campbell, who is the president of the Boone County Economic Development Corporation,
encouraged the industry leaders to continue working with the ORU Cooperative, who works with 21 schools and 1,200 students this year. It's been proven that 55% of them don't go to college and 60% stay right here with the minimum wage job they started with in the 9th or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm. We need to get their mindset to bump up to...
You hit auto. There you go.
Do a little more.
do a little better
right.
for yourself.
Yes,
but
better yourself.
On the positive side, several career fairs are scheduled this year in hopes of attracting
a healthy workforce.
Yeah.
And if you want more information about that meeting or how you can help, you can contact the Chamber of Commerce at 870-741-2659, or you can visit harrisonchamber.com to view and list job openings
right.
in the area. They had to have
there's still jobs here. We just had a career. The Chamber
yeah.
had
a
yeah.
career fair, and we were there, and there was multiple businesses that were hiring. So
awesome.
You know what today is?
It's National Prom. It's National Prom Day. Oh, yes.
Is this the time of year for prom?
I got the most beautiful dress. And hopefully I'll get it.
I hope you'll wear it. I hope you'll wear it tomorrow.
Oh, I won't be here tomorrow.
Cherish the memory of getting drunk on peach schnapps.
Schnapps. It's schnapps.
Okay.
And throwing up all over a rented car.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I'm flashing back. Flower beds.
National Crayon Day.
Oh, man, I love the 64-pack with all the different colors and the sharpener in the back.
That was the best.
That was the best.
You know what? The first thing you would do when you opened a box of crayons.
Smell it.
Yes,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
You betcha.
You call us freaks, but
other stuff.
I think I even bit into one.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Did you see what text?
Well, kids have lit them. Kids have lighted them on fire.
Lit them on fire.
Yeah, I went to L.A. City School District. I don't know anything.
National Marathon Day.
Dance Marathon.
Yeah. I'm not.
Oh, you guys are critical.
Well,
duh.
Because the people need to know.
Oh, if it's a marathon day or a dance marathon day, because they need to know if they need to dance or run. Come on, Dan.
Yeah. Well, just make sure you wear comfortable shoes.
Oh, my gosh. National No Homework Day. That would be like.
But my kid never has homework anymore.
No. Yeah.
Some schools don't even
acknowledge homework.
I failed because I didn't do my homework.
No one did.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh.
Who wants to come home and do more schoolwork?
I know.
True.
Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah.
National
Kick Butts Day. Take Down Tobacco Day. I guess these are together.
Just quit whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
you don't have to put a big chaw in your mouth. You don't have to have a vape. You don't need to smoke tobacco or anything else for that matter because you want to live longer.
Now, you were a smoker at one time?
Because it depends on what you're talking about. I never smoked cigarettes.
Okay, we got it now. Smoked silkweed.
Did you have silk worms to make your silkweed?
No, I had.
There was some kind of little wood thing or pieces of wood we get.
Chicory.
Okay.
Chicory that you mix with your coffee.
That
I don't
out
know.
Of
grapevines. Smoke grapevines.
Maybe it was grapevine.
Yeah.
Banana peels. People will
smoke banana peels.
You know what? Have a great weekend, everybody.
National Tater Day.
Oh, yeah.
NCAA Women's Final Four.
Oh, yeah. Watch that.
That's great basketball.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
See ya.
We'll see you Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye.